Okay, we're starting the new Masechta, Masechta Yuma. And there are two basic reasons why I've seen why Yuma comes after Shkalim. The one, the more academic explanation I once heard was that the Masechta and Seder Moed go in order of length. So Shabbos has the most Prakim, and then next is Erevin, and so on and so forth. So they say Yuma comes before Rosh Hashanah, even though chronologically Rosh Hashanah should come prior to Yuma, but Yuma has more Prakim than that of Rosh Hashanah, so Yuma comes first. That's what they explain.
This is only in Moed.
Well, they say with all them, then you have to start, some of them are questionable, so you have to start figuring out why different things change. The Rambam says the reason is, Rambam Perish Mishnah Stak Dama Tizram, he explains why every Masechta follows the next. He says as follows, because in the order of the Parshios, Shkalim is in Parshios Kisisa, the next Masechta of Seder Moed is Parshios Achimos, which is Yuma. And then only after Yuma comes Parsh Emor, which has Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot and everything else. So that's why he thinks order is Shkalim, then Yuma, then Rosh Hashanah. Okay, let's begin this new mission, the new Masechta. Shivas Yamim Kodim Yom HaKippurim Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibeisal. 7 days prior to Yom HaKippurim, they would separate the Kohen Gadol from his house, L'lishchas Parhedrin. They go to the special Lishcha where the Kohen Gadol would stay during these 7 days. So the a few different things. The Mepharshim already write in the word Shivas, the very first word Shivas, they want to know why it says Shivas Yamim, not Shiva Yamim. So Shivas Yamim, they point out that Pnei Yeshua and Tzvas Emes debate exactly why Shivas. Pnei Yeshua writes, it says Shivas. Shivas sounds like Ritzufim, continuous. If it said Shiva Yamim, it would sound like 7 days, the daytime only, and nighttime, let the Kohen Gadol go back home. But since it says Shivas, it's one unit, so you need 7 complete days, including the nights, to go out, to go separate. The Sfas Emes says differently. Shivas means one unit, not necessarily Ritzufim. It is also Ritzufim, but in a different way. That's all one entire mitzvah. 7 days is one unit. If, let's say, they missed the day one of the 7 days, they only had 6 days remaining, Sfas Emes says there's no inyan at all to separate, because it has to be Shivas completely 7 days, no less than that.
What did I say, Sfas Emes? And if you miss 1 day, so then you start again?
No, you don't do anything. There's no need for Afrasha anymore.
Interrupted.
No need for a pressure. Okay, now this top Rashi, the first Rashi in the Mishnah says, Shivas Yomim Kodim Yom HaKippur Mafrishin Kohen Gadol. Shekol Avodos Yom HaKippur Einam Ksheru Ela Bo. All the Avodos of the Yom HaKippur is only kosher through the Kohen Gadol. Kidiyolof Behoryos Reperek Basra. Dechsiv Gavi Yom HaKippur Vichiper HaKohen Asher Yimshach Oso Ugmar Mefarish Lama Mafrishin. Okay, so the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim is only kosher through the Kohen Gadol. If the Kohen Gadol performs it, then it's going to be possible. So it's a huge machlokas rishonim. This carries throughout the whole Masechta. Right in the beginning, there's a Baal Mor and there's a Machamos in the back that argue the following. What about a regular carbon that's brought on Yom HaKippurim? Let's say the carbon tamid, which is a regular carbon, but they happen to bring it on Yom HaKippurim. Is that also possible if the Kohen Gadol doesn't do it? Or is it only the unique avodas to Yom HaKippurim, such as the Sheisirim and the Parash Asher Aron? So that's a big debate. So some say every single avoda, even the Karban Tamid, has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Others say, no, only the things that are unique to Karban, to avodas Yom HaKippurim have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. There's a third opinion that says that only the avodas, only avodos that are done Yom Kippur, have to be done by the Kohen Gadol, but any...
Right, that was my next question. What happens if the Kohen Gadol is kosher and another Kohen does those avodos, ones that are not from Yom Kippur?
So that's the machlokas. That's machlokas Rishonim. But there's another opinion that says things that are, let's say, regular avodos, like Chumas Hadeshen, but are only a hechsher, but not quite an avoda. They're just simply preparatory. Some say that Kohen Gadol does not have to do those preparatory, but something like Karban Tamid, which is a chol Karban on Yom HaKippurim, but it's a real avoda, that has to be done. So again, either every single thing has to be done by Kohen Gadol, or only things that are unique to Kohen Gadol, or only avodos have to be done, but not hechsherim have to be done by Kohen Gadol. Those are three basic approaches found in the Rishonim. So the Mishnah continues and says, so he goes to this place, a Lishchas Parhedrin. That's where he stays for 7 days. Maskinan lo Kohen Acher Tachtav, and they separate, they designate a backup Kohen Gadol in case the other Kohen Gadol, Shema Yare Bo Psul, unless some Psul happens to him. So what type of Psul? So explains Rashi, Maskinan lo, Umizamnin Kohen Acher Lios Kohen Gadol Tachtav, like we said, prepare a backup Kohen Gadol. Im Yarabo Psul Keri Oshar Tuma Hamakvin Milvo Lemigdash. So some psul keri or any other type of tumah that's ma'akif him from entering into the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mefarshim ask as follows, doesn't the Mishnah Avos tell us that there was never a psul that happened to a Kohen Gadol? Nope, never a psul keri that happened to a Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippur? So Mefarshim says, so why is Rashi mentioning keri? As Mishnah Avos Perkei says that. Never was there ever a psul keri to the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippur.
Yeah, that was an ace.
It was an ace.
So that doesn't preclude.
And something that
I exactly. So that's the answer they give. I think Rabbeinu Yonah answers that way.
Even for the one that stole the kiuna.
So that's the second answer. So first answer is Ein Somchin Al Neis. Even though we know it's going to happen, there's a neis that never happened to carry in Yom Kippur. We can never trust it will happen, so we have to hold back. And we have to do the proper things to ensure that they don't become a carry. The other answer is maybe what you're saying is the neis only happened during Bais Rishon. During Bais Sheni, where it was completely corrupt.
No, many Hashem knows who's Amiti and who's not.
And therefore what?
Therefore, for the real tzaddik, real Kol Gadol, it will not happen.
No, I'm saying, so Bais Sheni, there were very little Nisim, and Bais Sheni was full of very corrupt Kohen
Gadol. But it could be that the Neis was done for Klal Yisrael. Anyways, the next day he was going to get killed, so Hashem just wanted that there should be Mechaper, and that's it.
Uh-huh. So it could be that. Now, this halacha of being mafrish and shivas yom and kodim yom kippurim, the Achorim raised the following chakira. What's the reason behind the separating of the 7 days? So the Gemara tells us later on different sources, and it kind of links to the sources. But basic two basic approaches are as follows. Are they separating? Does the Kohen Gadol have to separate 7 days because he's entering into he's starting to do new avodas yom kippurim? He's going to a makom of kadosh, of kodesh kadoshim?
Purification.
Or is it because the yom, the kedushas hayom, it's yom kippurim? What's the nafkamino? It's not really nafkamino nowadays, but according to the famous Gra, that Aaron was able to enter the Kodesh Kedoshim whenever he wanted. It wasn't only Yom HaKippurim. If you look in Achrei Mos, where it tells us all the avodas that have to be done to enter the Kodesh Kedoshim, it never doesn't tell us that we're talking about Yom HaKippurim until the end of the Parsha. So you read the Parsha straight, you're like, oh, Aaron just takes Bezos Yavro Aaron, he goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim, he brings what he has to bring, and that's it. Oh, and by the way, at the end, this is talking about Yom HaKippurim. So the Gra, based on a couple of Midrashim, say that Aaron was able to go to the Kodesh Kedoshim whenever he wanted, as long as he did the proper avodah. So according to him, so let's say in a regular weekday,
the proper avoda.
Uh-huh. So and that prepares, that allows him, the Torah right. Allows him to enter.
On the right, it said right.
So says so they point out as follows. So let's say Aaron went on a regular day, a non Yom HaKippurim day, into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Does he have to do 7 days of separation? If it's Midin, the reason for the separation is because the Yom is Kadosh. Well, he's not going on Yom Kippur, so he doesn't need to do that. There's no kapara being achieved. But if it's because he's entering a makom of kedusha, a higher level, then he would require 7 days of separation.
I think you're asking a different question. Why 7 days? Why not 3 days? Why not 10 days?
No, this concept of 7 days. Do you have to do the 7 days? Now, let's say you don't need the 7 days. So you're saying you have to do three or two or one.
Right.
That's not mentioned by anyone. Whether.
And the other question is this for the Kohen Gadol or is this also for Aaron? Meaning maybe Aaron had a different. Aaron was always, you know. Well, very careful, he kept himself...
Well, we'll see from the limudim, it applies... which point was for Aaron?
Every time he entered, he needed 7 days of preparation.
Oh, I would think the opposite. If Aaron would need, certainly we would need.
No, I know. No, my question is, does the Mishnah talk about Aaron, or does the Mishnah talk about the Kohanim during the Beis HaMikdash?
Oh, this time at the Kohanim during the Beis HaMikdash.
Right,
yeah.
So maybe Aaron was, you know, was...
He didn't even need 7 days, you're saying?
His reason, you know, he was like very careful to be always being...
No, but the question still remains, so...
Tahor.
You're saying whether he even needs 7 days for himself?
Right, because Aaron knew, since he was always coming in, he would always be very careful not to have any tumah.
I hear that. Could be. Okay, says the Mishnah continues as follows.
And if you become tummy, let's say he does become tummy, so don't you need, depending what kind of type of tumah is, you might need more than 7 days for him to become tahor. Like, so what if in the middle, the third day becomes tummy? Saying?
So, in Echanam, the Kohen Gadol couldn't work. He couldn't do the vote. If he's a Tumas Mace, which is 7 days, let's say.
Right.
Yeah, the backup Kohen Gadol has to do it.
And so, I'm just wondering, like 7 days, like, what is...
Yeah, 7 days, we'll see. The Gemara tells us differently, Mudim. We learn it from Shabbat Simei Meluim, perhaps the preparation to Har Sinai. So, we'll see why 7 days. So, the Mishnah continues as follows. Behuda Omer, Af Isha Acheres Maskin Elo, Shema Thomas Ishto. We also, not only do we have a backup Kohen Gadol, but for the actual Kohen Gadol, we have a backup wife in case his wife dies. Shenemar uvechaper ba'ado uva'ad beso. He has to do kapar for himself and for his entire house. What does it mean, beso? Beso zu'ishu. His bias refers to his wife. So amrulo imkein ein ledavar so. The Chum respond, well, if you're going to be concerned with his wife dying, then you should be concerned with his wife's wife, backup wife dying, and the backup Kohen Gadol dying, and it ends up going forever and ever. We can't be concerned with every single possible case. So therefore, Chum said there's no need to have a backup wife, just enough to have a backup Kohen Gadol.
Midrash says a person considered married without having bia.
So the Gemara's talk about how you create such a case where you could have a wife, backup wife,
and not be talking.
Because you can only have one wife. You can't have two wives. So how do you have a second wife that only fills in? She becomes married to you only if the first one dies. Has to somehow retroactively make you married to the second wife first. It's very complicated. We'll get to the Gemara's how to figure that out.
How come they don't ask why the coin get the misakin? Koinachia, why don't they ask the same thing?
Ain't the davar sof.
Right.
So the Tos already points out that we're concerned with just misa chad that we're concerned with. We're not concerned with two misas. So one's enough that we're concerned that the Kohen Gadol might be, actually, I'm saying it's even different. The Kohen Gadol, we're not concerned he's going to die. We're concerned he's going to become tameh.
No, yeah, right. Not the Kohen Gadol. I'm asking about the one that you misakin lo koinachia tachtov.
Why doesn't he have a backup wife?
So why doesn't you just and then why doesn't he say and you should? I'm saying, why isn't it you to say with the double so? Like what he for?
Because this coin is replacing him in the regular avodah, not in the avodah of Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur is only one. There's no coin tachtav.
Yes, there is.
To do his regular avodah, not avodah of Yom Kippurim, because he did something and Yom Kippurim came. He needs to be mafresh himself to Yom Kippurim. So you're replacing him with the regular avodah with coin acher.
Tosafos Yerushalmi asks this question. He says as follows. He proves from here the fact that we don't have a backup an Isha for the second Kohen Gadol is because having a wife is not ma'akev the avoda. So it's l'chachila, but it's not ma'akev, so we're not going to go so far to have a backup Kohen Gadol, have a backup wife also. That's how Tosafos Yerushalmi gets out of this. Rosari says something different. It is ma'akev the avoda.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't exactly what I was asking. That's a good question. I was asking about the one that the concern.
Why you don't get a third coin?
Right. Why don't you put you're concerned about the wife? Like he's concerned that.
But it would be then the result.
Why the wife? So why? What are they? That was so like you're misakin for him another coin in case the coin dies.
Uh-huh.
So what about if that coin? You know what I'm saying? Why aren't you concerned that over there that coin might die?
I guess they're more concerned of people having many wives than people having.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It would be too expensive for the dish to have many wives.
Okay,
I guess there's no limud. It's with Kavir, by the way, but they sell there's limuds, I guess. There's no limud.
Okay, the Achram do ask the following question. Why Beso? We see in other contexts, like the context of Nirtza, Beso seems to include children as well. So why don't we have one of the Dinim have that Beso means wife and children? So they say that when you see beso means children, it's not really the word beso, it doesn't mean children, it's es beso. In the context of Nirtis, it's es beso, beso's wife, es means children, so therefore it doesn't say es beso in the context of Kohen Gadol, there's only need for wife, no need for children. Okay, so let's start the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Tanan Hasan, the Mishnah tells us, in Maseches Parah, talks about Paraduma, Shivas Yomim Kodem Srefas Parah, 7 days before burning the Parah to create these ashes that were needed for the Tara process of a Tumas Meis. They'd take the Kohen, who would ultimately be the one burning the Paraduma, he'd be separated from his house and go to a Lishcha. Which Lishcha, which chamber would he go to? Sha'al Pnei Abira, it was on top of the Bira, we'll see what the Bira means in a moment. Tafona Mizracha, it was on the northeastern side. The Lishcha's Beis Evan Haisa Nukres, it was called Lishcha's Beis Evan. So this is the place he went to. Again, this place was on the Bira, it was in the northeastern side of the Har Bais. And it was called Beis Ha'Evin. So asks the Gemara, Lama Nikra Shema Lishkas Beis Ha'Evin. Why was it called Beis Ha'Evin, the house of rock? So the Gemara explains, the Mishnah explains, Shekol Ma'aseha Bichli Galalim, Bichli Avanim, Bichli Adama, all the actions, all the necessary stages and processes of the Paraduma were done using earthenware Kalim. So my time, what was the reason why they used Kli Avanim? Came in the Tivul Yom Kasher Repara. Since a tivul yom, which means someone who is tamei, he goes to the mikvah, but doesn't yet undergo the shkiyas hachama before his sunset, he's called tivul yom, where there's somehow, he's partially, mostly tar, slightly tumah in terms of certain dinim. So tivul yom is kosher to perform the paraduma. Okay, so why does that mean we have to only use earthenware kalim? The Tana and the Mishnah tells us, "Mitamin hayu a kohen hasorif hasapara." They would intentionally mitami the kohen. So a kohen who was set aside to come do the parduma, he was the one who had to do the burning of the parduma. They would make him tamay on purpose.
So it's stukim, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. Umat bilin also. Then after making him tamay, they would make him go to the mikvah. Why? Lahotzi. So now he's a tivul yom. He goes to the mikvah. It hasn't been Shkiyas HaChama yet, but yet he still does a Paraduma. Why do they do this? Lahotzi miliban shel tzedukim, in order to exclude the thoughts of the tzedukim, who held shehayu omrim b'morve b'hashemesh ha'isa na'ases. They thought, no, only after sunset, where he's completely tower, is the Kohen allowed to perform Paraduma. They did not think a Tivul Yom can perform the Paraduma. So therefore, they said the Chum wanted to prove them wrong. They always did things to the opposite extremes to disprove the tzedukim. They said, we're going to dafka make the guy tamay, make the kohen tamay. We're going to make him go to the mikvah, and he's going to be a tivul yom, and he's going to do it nonetheless. Okay, so that's why they did the tivul yom. What does that have to do with the kli avanim? So therefore, the Gemara said they have to compensate. Takinu la rabbanan kli galalim, kli avanim, kli adama. They use all types of earthenware kelim. They lo lekabli tuma. Earthenware kelim cannot be mekabel tuma. So they didn't want them to be mekabel tuma ki heichadil lezalas lebay. So again, ideally, the best thing to do is to avoid any type of tuma at all. Have the kohen completely tower, wait for sunset. However, they had other types of issues to deal with. They had to deal with the tzedukim. The tzedukim would held. They held that a tivul yom is not allowed to perform the paraduma. So they had to prove them wrong. So the dafka made the kohen become tame, made him go to the mikvah before shkiyat hachama, and as a tivul yom, he would perform the burning of the paraduma. So therefore, they have to, since that was somewhat of a zilzal, yes, a tivul yom is permitted, but it would be much better if a completely tower person were to do the paraduma. So since they lowered the standards of who's going to do the shreifa, they had to higher the standards of the other parts of the paraduma. Namely, they had to use kelim that were completely not able to become tameh. That was how they compensated, using very high standards of kelim for the paraduma.
Let me ask a question, I'm sorry. A tivul yom, he would be metameh kelim or not?
Tivul yom would not be makabel.
It's not
makabel.
It's only to do a certain avodah that tivul yom.
The Mishnah and Chagiga talks about this. I think like eating kachim. I don't think you get kachim.
Right, it's only for eating kachim.
Right. Okay, so this again was a compensation.
What truma? Yeah. What Kenny Truman?
I don't remember. You know better than that. You have to know this. Of course. President Brachos. Yeah, certainly. Right. Yes. Right. I know you're coming. So now look at Tosas Lahotzi Miliban Shatsudukim. Tosas says, La mituma deraisa metamala. When they're metame the coin who would be sorry for the tuma, the para, they wouldn't be metame in a deraisa tuma. Because Dilavim Mizalza Bakuliha, that would be a real zilzal. Make him Tame Mace, or Tame Mace wouldn't be a good example, but any Tame Sharet with one day Tuma, that would be really a big zilzal. So what they would do is, if you look to the bottom, just jump to the Tosfos on the bottom, a few lines, the same Tosfos, at the bottom of this Tosfos, he says.
It's probably with Mashkim, like we learned yesterday.
It says, Demachmas Shinogimbo, the Kohanim would touch him, other Kohanim would touch him, and they would be chashvina like ketame tuma derban. When other Kohanim touch him, the ochav Kohanim chashive ketamim ketamim legavi didei, the begadayim midras lechatas. So the clothing that the Kohanim, regular Kohanim would wear, is considered tuma in regards to the chatas, in regards to the preparing of the paraduma. So what happens where the Kohanim, other Kohanim would touch the person who would be sorry for the para. Again, it's a weird Tumah Derabanan. Just accept it, whatever it is. It's not real Tumah Deraisa.
But Kohanim Derat Tumayim or Kohanim Tahorim?
The Tahorim, but they're different levels. So the Tumah is Midrash, the clothing that they would wear, although they're completely Tahor for eating Chuma and eating Kachim, Chattis is the highest level. For the Chattis, which means the Chattis, the Mechattis, the Paraduma. So in regards to the Mechattis, we view the Kohanim's Begadim as Tumah Derabanan, for the preparing of the Chattis.
Yeah, so, but for the tzedukim, probably that's not even tuma. So for them, you're basically killing the whole idea.
Right. I hear that. I hear. For them, they wouldn't even acknowledge it.
Right. Derban. The only thing, you're playing a game here.
I hear that. I don't know.
Well, you're saying there's no derban in the
I mean, it's looking say it's looking they probably wouldn't hold that this is tuma, you know, because they only go by midiraisa. So you basically tell them, listen.
Yeah, I have a tarot to look at that because why do you have to even be gorish to tzedukim at all? Who cares what they say? Who cares what they say? Because it says that one joke, one bedichusa is bedichusa. I think the Russian is bedichusa achas is doicha meyem what is it called, Mayor Musa or something to that effect. You know, one joke pushes away, you know, 100 Musas, you know what I'm saying? So if somebody would take it into consideration, that what they're saying is maybe has some weight to it, you know what I'm saying? So that would push away the whole thing. So, you know what I'm saying? They were so strong to do against it that people shouldn't even enter their mind that it even has a kiyum. They're thinking. So somebody could say, oh, you maybe they're taka right, you know what I'm saying? Because they always have like a pasuk or something that they go against. So they went to the opposite extreme to completely push it away, that it shouldn't even enter a person's mind.
There was a time that the tzedukim were a tremendous force. I mean, they were almost as big as the...
Right, yeah. So it was really, really...
We don't realize how, in those days, it was
like
a tremendous...
Like Germany in the Enlightenment, you know, it was also...
100%.
In the early 19th century.
The Maskilim.
The Maskilim was a tremendous...
Yeah, that was very, very strong. Okay.
Right. Okay, fine. So there's a machlokes Hashem. Was it only the Sarif as a par, only the Kohen who burned the Paraduma, was he the only one who was a Tivol Yom, or all the different stages of the Paraduma, we made every single Kohen who was involved to also become Tivol Yom? So it's a machlokes. Pasha says it's only Sarif as a par, but there are other Rishonim who think it extends to all the stages of the Paraduma process as well. So now the Gemara says, around halfway down, Maishna Tzfonu Mizracha. Why was this Lishcha, where the Kohen who is Sarif as a para, why would he go to the northeastern Lishcha? Says the Gemara, Kevin de Chathasi, since the Paraduma was some sort of Chathas, the Pasuk refers to it as a Chathas, the Chathas Tuna Tzafim, the din is that a Chathas needs to be shechted in the northern part, north and above the Mizbeach, Ksivba El Nochach Pnei Olmoid. So therefore, Tekinel Arban Lishcha Tzfona Mizracha Kiech de Lehevi Lehekera. So therefore, they placed the Lishcha on the northern part, where there should be some hacker that people should look at Rashi, see kihecha de levi hekera, lidas shehufr sham. So the Kohen should know, why am I separated here in the northeastern corner? Kedei lahati alav avod this par. He should realize, I'm here because avod this par. Hakruya chatas, which is called a chatas. Why am I in the north? Because a chatas gets shechted in the north. And oh, a chatas. Oh, parduma is called a chatas. That's why I'm here. V'tuna mizrach, and it requires the eastern part. This should be some just added reminder to him why he's separated to the north. Because the north, it reminds him of a chatas, and a paradum is a chatas, and he'll make sure to be careful not to become tame.
But this is talking about where the Kohen was, right? I mean, what is this talking about?
Where the Kohen, sorry, for the par would go. The Lishka, which chamber he would go to.
Which chamber he would go.
So he'd go to the northern chamber where he would stay at night. So he'd be reminded, why is he in the north? Because that's the Chattis is brought in the north.
Ah, right.
And the Paraduma is called the Chattis.
Yeah, the Kohen Heker Al Yidei Makom HaLishka Shibush.
Okay, look at Tosos now. The second to the bottom, second to last Tosos. My Shnot Sfonim Mizracha. Tosas asks, "Vim Tomer, my lo hayu mafrishin nami kohen gadol lifnei yom kippur melishcha zu, shal pnei abir. Why is the kohen gadol have his lishcha as parhedrin, a different lishcha than the sarif as a para goes to? Why the different lishchos? Use the same chamber. V'yesh lomer de lishchas para hayu korum lo lishchas beis evan kiecha de neva leyekera shekom maseh bechli avanim. There's kol kli evan to remind the kohen of her sarif as a para that all the actions of the paradum is with the kli evan." If the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur every year would also go to the same Lishka, there would be no unique, no reminder for the Kohen Asarif Sapara that he's there because he's supposed to use Kli Avanim. If the Kohen Gadol goes there also for Yom Kippurim, there'd be no hacker. It has to be something unique only used for the Paraduma. Inami, alternatively, Yeshomer, Mishim the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim Prishasa LeKedusha. So this is a very fundamental point. The Kohen Gadol separates before Yom Kippur because his separation is for Kedusha. Shekol avodaso lifnim v'fnei v'lifnim. All his actions are done because Kodesh Kedushim. Sounds like because Kedusha's hamakom he's gone. Hayum afrishin oso lelishchas parhejin. Shebenui b'kodesh. That lishchas parhejin was separated b'makom kadosh. About parah shenasas mechutz, the paradum is ultimately done outside the base of Mikdash. It's burned and all the whole process is done outside. B'har mishcha. He would go to a chamber that would be outside the Lishchas Hazara. So again, the Lishchas Parhejin was B'makum Kadosh. The Lishchas Kli'evin was B'chutz, outside the Hazara, because the different actions of each of the Kohen par surface apart. In the Kohen Gadol, one was for Kedusha and one was for L'chutz.
So where, does it show there where it is or no?
If you look for the two
states. northeast would be over there. No, to the left would be northeast. Yeah. One of those two. This is northeast of the base.
This is the gate.
So I'm not sure exactly which one, so it must be one of these then. That's like the Beis HaMukah, that one it's called, I think. It had four different chambers.
This is part of the Azara.
Yeah, but they had these that were part inside, part outside because of the tumah.
This one here, we want 3738. Yeah. What did it say 3738 are?
Lishkat HaTlaim.
That's
what about 40 and 39 that were outside?
It is 24.
Oh, 1 second. You got here also 24 and 25 and 23. 23 was the ones that the right. That's 23.
Yeah.
Because those are were that those were.
That's
22.
22. Okay, outside the Azara. And what's 24 and 25? Where's Lishkas Bar Hedjin?
Yeah.
Ah, 24. It's 24. Lishkas Bar Hedjin's inside. And 22 is Lishkas.
That's cool. That's right. Like it's not inside or outside. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, right there.
What daf is that? What page is that in the bottom?
Three. Oh, in the bottom.
Yeah.
Chet.
Okay. It's continuing on.
One page before.
Okay. Says the Gemara now. My biro. Why was this place called biro? That's the place where the number 22 is, where the Lishkas Beis Evin was. Why was it called biro? So I'm a rabba bar. Barchana Amar Yochanan Mokum Hayam Bahar Bias. There's a place in Har Bias. Bira Shema was called Bira. That happened to be what the name was. Reish Lakish Amar Kolham Mikdash Kula Kari Bira. The entire base of Mikdash was called Bira. Shinemar Bira Asher Achinos. Based on this pasuk that's found in Divrei Yamim, so it's called the entire base of Mikdash is called Bira. Not a particular place, but the entire base of Mikdash. Okay. Now Rashi points out that's a place where. Look at Rasha, Bir Rasha Chinosi, the beer that I prepared. Asher Zimanti Lo Makom Gora Narona Levnosa Bo. That's the place I designated that the basic English should be built on. The David Karmelay. David says this, Lahai Krab Bidivra Yaman. This is what David says. He calls the Makom Migdash a Bira, so the entire basic English, therefore, is called a Bira. Gemara continues and says, Menahani Mile, how do I know that you require Prisha, 7 days of Prisha before Yom Kippurim, and 7 days of Prisha before Parah Adumah? So the Gemara is going to go through a number of psukim now. Minohani Mili, how do I know this? Amr min Yumi bar Chilkia, Amr Mechasya bar Idi, Amr Yochanan, Amr Kra. The pasuk says, so this pasuk is found right after Shivasi Me'amaluim, right, in Parshat Tzav, I think it is, right? So, or maybe Parshat Shemini, it's Kashir Asa Bayom Hazeh, like I did on this day of the completion of the Shivasi Me'amaluim, the 7 days of preparation to the building of the Mishkan, Tziva Hashem lasos, Hashem commanded to do lechaper aleichem, commanded you to do to achieve kapar for everybody. So what does this mean? So explains the Gemara as follows: lasos, the word lasos, elu maase para. Just like in the Shivasi Me'amluim, 7 days of preparation for the Mishkan, you also need 7 days for making the paraduma. The word lechaper, elu maase yom kippurim. Lechaper means 7 days prior to yom kippurim. You also need 7 days of separation. Now bishma kulei kra bepara lo mesukam. I understand that you can't say this entire pasuk is referring to the paraduma, because lechaper ksiv, because the word says lechaper. You can't say the words is lasos lechaper, both refer to the paraduma, because para la bas kaparhu. Paraduma is not subject to kapara. So the entire pasuk certainly cannot be referring to the paraduma. It has to be at least talking about Yom Kippurim. So just as an aside, the Gemara in Megillah, says that why is the Misa of Miriam right next to Paraduma? Right, Paraduma is in Chukas, Miriam is right before that. Why are they next to each other? So Gemara explains, just like Shekem Shepara Mechaperes, Kach Misa Tzadikim Mechaperes. Just like Paraduma achieves, provides Kapara, so to the death of Tzadikim or Tzikanios provide Kapara. So Gemara says that here Paraduma does not, it's not La Bar, it's La Bas Kaparu. How does Gemara Moikadan say that Paraduma is Bas Kaparu? So a couple answers are given. One answer is as follows. The Iker understanding, Iker purpose of Paraduma is for Tara. Happens to be also a secondary idea of it being Kapara, but Iker it's not Kapara. So Be'etzem it's Tara, Lav Kaparu. There's some level of Kapara, but it's not really a Kapara. Back to the Gemara now.
Just a little question on that. A second ago, Rashi pointed out a part is considered is called chatas. So wouldn't you have to say that chatas would have some type of kapara in it, even though, and you could still answer the way you should answer that. A bigger point is for a tahara, but if the fact that it's a chatas, it must have some component of.
Interesting. So the pasuk actually, Parshas Chukas, calls it a chatas. The Gemara, in a few places, point is out. It's called a chatas, but it's only in regards to certain dinim is it called a chatas. It's not shechted in the zara. It's not sprinkled on the mizbech. So what does it mean? It's a chatas. The Gemara seems to say. The Gemara even says in Shavuos that it's not. It's only kedushas dam, not kedushas aguf. I think. So it's a very low level pardum it has. Why is called a chatas? So maybe it's called a chatas, as you said, because of the kapara. Has some kapara in moikatan, but the ikr, it's not really chatas, not really kapara. But that's something to keep in mind as well. The very fact that it is called a chatas seems to indicate also that there's a level
because
of kapara.
It's used for kapara. It in itself is not a mechaper. In other words, you have to make it, you first have to burn it, make the ashes, you have to do the whole process, the paraduma. It's not... The paradum itself is not the...
But it's still the whole purpose is for tara, not
tara,
for kapara.
Right.
The person becomes time mace because he had to go to a kever and didn't do anything wrong. So, okay. So that it says the Gemara now. So again,
so the limit is that you cannot say it's only for paraduma because since it says the chaper, it has to be referenced to something else. And we say that it's referenced to the Kohen, to...
Yom HaKippurim. Okay. But the Gemara said, but maybe, however... Ela ema kula krabi yom kippurim ksiv. Maybe the entire pasuk when it says la'asos lechaper, it should be referring to yom kippurim, because lechaper certainly applies to yom kippurim, and la'asos doing actions also applies to yom kippurim. So maybe la'asos lechaper is talking about yom kippurim, and only yom kippur requires 7 days, and paraduma has no limud.
Isn't this in the paraduma
parsha? No. This is in the parsha of Shivasi Me'amalum. It's in Vayikra Vav or Zion.
Ches,
okay. That's it's way before Chukas is in Bamidbar.
Ches Lamadalit.
So Gemara says as follows. So how do I know it's talking also about Paraduma? Arme Yolif Tziva Tziva. I think Zer Shava Tziva Tziva. Ksiv Hacha, it's written here in the Pasuk of Miluim, Hacha Tziva Hashem Lasos. Ksiv Hasman, it's written there in Parshas Chukas, Zos Chukas HaTorah. This is the Chok of the Torah. Asher tziva Hashem leimor, that Hashem commanded. So it says tziva by Parduma. It says tziva by Shivas Me'emelum. We have the Gzeir Shava, Malahalan Para, Afkan Para. So therefore we see Para also requires Shivas Me'emelum. Umakan Prisha, Avlahalan Prisha. Just like here by Shivas Me'emelum requires 7 days of Prisha, so to Paraduma requires 7 days of Prisha. Ve'ema, maybe you should say tziva tziva Yom HaKippurim. No, maybe tziva the Gzeir Shava Yom HaKippurim, because it says by Yom HaKippurim dichsiv in Parsha Achremos. Vayas kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, and he did like Aaron did everything like Hashem commanded Moshe. So therefore, tziva tziva should be teaching to Yom Kippurim, and then nothing to do with paraduma. Answers the Gemara: done in tziva d'lifnei asiya, mitziva d'lifnei asiya. We learn tziva that comes before the word asiya. It says tziva before asiya in both cases of paraduma and shemes melum. V'ein done in tziva d'la'achar asiya, mitziva d'lifnei asiya. But we don't learn where the pasuk mentions tziva after the word asiya from a pasuk where it mentions tziva before the word asiya. Because in Parshas Achrimos, the first is vayas and then tziva. But therefore, they're not the same. Okay. So ve'ema, maybe suggest tziva gzer shava should be used elsewhere. Ema tziva dir karbonos, dir chsid bayom tzavaso es b'nei Yisrael. Pasuk says bayom tzavaso, the day he commanded. So it says tzavaso, just like tziva, the same shorish. So Gemara answers, Dunin tziva mitziva v'ein dunin tzavasa mitziva. They're not the same word. Tziva tziva is gzer shava. Tzavasa tziva is not the same word. Gemara says, what do you mean? We find many times that we have gzer shava where it's the same shorish, but not the exact word. Mai nafkamina, what's the big difference? V'atana doesn't teach us, debate Rabbi Shmuel, b'sheva kohen, ba kohen, referring to when he comes to check for the tzaras. Zuhi siva, zuhi bia. When he comes in, he calls out. The Gzeir Shava, the Gemara applies different halachas from there. But it's just a different word. One's shave, one's ba. It's not the same word at all. Not even the same shorish. Yet we still say it's a good Gzeir Shava. Answers the Gemara, when are we able to use different words for Gzeir Shava? Hanimile hecha de leka de damile. When there's no other Gzeir Shava that's similar. Ala hecha deka de damile. When there are two words that are exactly the same, medamile yalfinan. So we rather use words that are exactly the same as opposed to different words. But if there are no words that are exactly the same, then we are able to use words that are not exactly the same. So it's a bit confusing here.
But then we'd learn, I think, what we learned Tzvachim and Ankochim, that when Gzira Shavas on Kochim, you're going to use if there is a Mesorah?
So in general, not only kachim, in general, ein adam don gzer shava miasmo el mirabo. He's only able to take gzer shava from his misura. So the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos in the Shirashim of the Rambam, he talks about these different dinim, and he said there are different types of gzer shavas. Every gzer shava needs to have a misura. The question is, what's the misura? Either the misura might be, I know that there exists some gzer shava between between Shiras Yimei Milum and some kachim. I don't know what it is. So it's up to us to decide what's a gzer shava. Certain gzer shavas are, we know there's a word, tzivat tzivat, that says a gzer shava. I just don't know which parshas are connecting it. So we have to figure out which parshas. Sometimes the gzer shava is, we know which halachas are corresponding, we don't know which words to find. So something has to be misura, but not the entire. So the Gemara says further now. So now we've established, for that reason, Lechaper comes to tell me Yom HaKippurim, and Tzivat Tzivat tells me that Paraduma also requires 7 days of Hafrasha. So Lechaper, Gemara says, Eilu Masa Yom HaKippurim. That refers to the Kaparat Shid by Yom HaKippurim. Ve'ema, maybe, so how do you know it's talking about the Kapara of Yom HaKippurim? Maybe it's talking about Kapara de Karbanos, because Karbanos also certainly achieve Kapara, provide Kapara to us. So Gemara says, well, if that's the case, if it's all Karbanos, let's say, Mia dinon hei koin misrame debay lei prisha. So how do you know which koin is going to be doing the karban to require kapara? On Yom HaKippurim, we know there's one person doing the avoda, the koin gadol. Have the koin gadol do the yimei prisha, 7 days of separation, that's very easy. To say that every single karban requires this shivas yimei miluim, shivas yimei afrasha rather, so every single koin has to go to do the afrasha? So Gemara says, what do you mean? Amri alama lo nibay lei prisha l'chul mishmeres beisav. So say the entire Mishmeres Beis Av, which was the entire family during that day, the Sunday family, they should all do the seven days. From seven previous Sunday, they should already separate. So they're prepared to do the Karbanos on Sunday. And the Monday family, who's supposed to do that week, the Monday before, they should start separating 7 days. What's the big deal with that? So Gemara says, no, you're right, you could do that. It would be very hard that every single kohen has to separate. But the problem is, dun in davar shekavul ozman, midavar shekavul ozman. We learned something that's Kavul Ozman. The Mishkan, the Shivas Yimei Miluim, the 7 days of preparing for the Mishkan, was set in established time. And we apply that to another thing that's established in time, namely Yom HaKippurim, is every single Yud Tishrei. But we lafuke to exclude Karbanos the whole Yom HaIsnayu. But to apply to all Karbanos, there's no set Zman. Karbanos take place every single day, so therefore it's not Bechlal, this Limud.
How do we skip to Karbanos? I thought we were talking about Paraduma.
Now, first we're trying to figure out what the word Lasos meant. So we established Lasos refers to Parduma. Now we're starting to challenge the word Lechaper. We initially said Lechaper comes to talk about Yom HaKippurim, because that has Kapara. Kapara said, what do you mean? We have other cases where there's Kapara, not only Yom HaKippurim. Karbanos have Kapara. So maybe every single Kohen who brings a Karban should have to do Shivas Yimei Hafrasha. And Gemara says, no, because only things are Kavul Ozman, just like the Shivas Yimei Amluim is Kavul Ozman, so to Yom HaKippurim is Kavul Ozman.
What about the Karbanos of the Yom
HaKippurim? The very next question. Gemara says, Ein LeRegalim. That's how they're gone, our Kavul Lev Zman, three times a year. So Gemara says, no. Dunin davar shenog pamachas b'shana, midavar hanog pamachas b'shana. So the Mishkan only took place once that year, once in a lifetime, but one time that year. So to Yom HaKippurim takes place once a year. La fuke regalim de la pamachas b'shana ninu. But the regalim obviously happened three times a year, so that won't be b'chlal v'hel limud. Ema, regal echad. Maybe choose one of the regalim. Maybe it's Pesach, maybe it's Shavuos, maybe it's Sukkos. Just pick one, that's once a year. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me lo yadinun hei minayu, I don't know which one to pick. They all seem to be very good Yom Tovim. Ichag matzos, maybe I should choose matzos hoel pasach ba kas of tchila. Since Pesach was the first one that the Torah mentions always, it's the first regal. It's mentioned in Parshas Bo, and it's always mentioned first when listing the regalim. So maybe you should mention. Maybe dafka chag matzos should require shivas yimei afrasha, or maybe ichag sukkah. Maybe sukkah should be the one that requires the 7 days of separation. There's so many mitzvahs. There's Dalam Minim, you sit 7 days in the sukkah, and then there's Nisach Hamayim, there's so many things going on. This should be the one that has the 7 days of separation. So Gemara says, no. Eladanim Prishas Shiva Liomechad, Mi Prishas Shiva Liomechad. Vein Danim Prishas Shiva Shiva, Mi Prishas Shiva Liomechad. No, because the source from Mishkan is 7 days of preparation to one day of the Mishkan going up.
That's what I'm sure is.
Well, that's the next question, okay? You guys should have wrote the Gemara here. So then, but you can't apply this to 7 days of Sukkot, to 7 days of Sukkot, and 7 days of Pesach, 7 days of Pesach. That's not equal to the case of the Mishkan. Shmini, maybe Yom Shmini Atzeres. We'll get to Shavuos, I think, a little bit. Ema Shmini, say maybe Shmini Atzeres. The Prishas Shivas the Yom Echad, who? You separate 7 days for the last day, the 8th day of Shmini Atzeres. It's a standalone holiday. Says Gemara, now, Dunin Davar Shein Kedush Lefanov, Midavar Shein Kedush Lefanov. We can only learn it. The Mishkan had no Kedusha prior to the Hakamas of Mishkan. There was no Kedusha beforehand. So you can't apply this to Shmini Atzeres, which does have Kedusha, namely the 7 days of Sukkot beforehand. You can't apply it to Shmini Atzeres. They're not the same. Vein Dunin Davar Sheish Kedush Lefanov, Midavar Shein Kedush Lefanov. What do you mean? Lav kavachomer to kavachomer. Hashta davar she'ein kedusha lefanav. Something like Mishkan, which has no kedusha prior to it, yet it's by prisha, you require separation in 7 days. Davar she'ish kedusha lefanav. Shmini Atzeres, which is preceded by 7 days of kedusha, which therefore Shmini Atzeres should be a higher level now, lo kol shken, should be kavachomer. That certainly should require 7 days of hafrasha.
Right, but technically, anyways, he has 7 days because they're makir kavan every day. So,
but he doesn't go to the beis lishkan parhedrin or.
Okay.
So I'm a Rav Mishar Shia lo hazeksiv kazeh. So it doesn't say hazeh; it says kazeh. It has to be exactly the same. What does the pasuk say? I have it on the side here. Kasher also bayom hazeh tiv Hashem lasos lechaper. It says lo hazeksiv kazeh means like this. It exactly like the Mishkan is exactly how we're going to apply it elsewhere. Since Shmini Atzeres, although in logic, Kavachomer, it makes sense, because it's a Gezeres HaKasev, has to be exactly the same. Right, let's keep going, why not, right?
So you don't see any of these in Yerushalmi, all these Shakla Vetaria like this, right? They would just go like 1, 2, 3 and done.
That's it, exactly. So I'll raise the, guys, maybe we should stop here. We have plenty of time, but next Amud is very short. And there's not much to talk about in the next Amud.
Okay.
So maybe we'll just stop here early.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Shkoyach.